Hi, I'm Scientific American podcast editor Steve Mirsky, and here's a short piece from the May 2018 issue of the magazine in the section we call Advances, Dispatches from the Frontiers of Science, Technology, and Medicine. Sweaty Trees by Yasmin Saplakolu. Recent summer temperatures in parts of Australia were high enough to melt asphalt. As global warming cranks up the heat and climatic events intensify, many plants may be unable to cope, but at least one species of eucalyptus tree can withstand extreme heat by continuing to sweat when other essential processes taper off. As plants convert sunlight into food or photosynthesize, they absorb carbon dioxide through pores on their leaves. These pores also release water via transpiration, which circulates nutrients through the plant and helps cool it by evaporation. But exceptionally high temperatures are known to greatly reduce photosynthesis, and most existing plant models suggest this should also decrease transpiration, leaving trees in danger of fatally overheating. Because it's difficult for scientists to control and vary trees' condition in their natural environment, little is known about how individual species handle this situation. Ecologist John Drake of the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry and his colleagues grew a dozen Parramatta red gum, that's Eucalyptus parramattensis, in large climate-controlled plastic pods that isolated the trees from the surrounding forest for a year in Richmond, Australia. Six of the trees were grown at ambient air temperatures and six at temperatures 3 degrees Celsius higher. The researchers withheld water from the surface soil of all 12 trees for a month to simulate a mild dry spell, then induced a 4-day extreme heat wave. They raised the maximum temperatures in half of the pods, three with ambient temperatures and three of the warmer ones, to 44 degrees Celsius. Photosynthesis ground to a near halt in the trees facing the artificial heat wave, but to the researchers' surprise, these trees continued to transpire at close to normal levels, effectively cooling themselves and their surroundings. The trees grown in warmer conditions coped just as well as the others, and photosynthesis rates bounced back to normal after the heat wave passed. Drake and his colleagues reported these findings in the journal Global Change Biology. The researchers think the Parramatta red gums were able to effectively sweat even without photosynthesis, because they are particularly good at tapping into water deep in the soil. But if a heat wave and a severe drought were to hit at the same time and the groundwater was depleted, the trees may not be so lucky. Drake hopes to conduct similar experiments with trees common in North America. That was Sweaty Trees by Yasmin Saplakolu.